Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hello, Tonya. This is Tom from Home Depot store 0472.
All right. Hi. How are you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Well, I've got a big favor to ask you. I just spoke with the... It's easy. I think it's easy.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. I just spoke with Agent Marvin, and I asked him to take a scheduled install for the 12th and move it forward to the 9th because I got miscommunication from my coworker. I called the customer to confirm the 9th, and he said, no, it doesn't work. I need it to be the 12th. Back to the 12th because he thought he was going to get it earlier than the 9th. So
okay.
I just need basically to switch his install back to the day it was originally installed for, which is the 12th. And I have the information for you whenever you're ready.
Oh.
If you can pull it off for me.
Sure. Go ahead with that order number.
You want the PO?
Yes. Do you have the...
Or the phone?
You got the SMS number or the PO?
Oh,
you have
both. The store PO. Yeah, so it's H0472 and then 724-24934.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got 0472-80472.
No, 804.
Okay.
Okay, so it's our store number, H0472. That's the store number. And sometimes they ask me for it. And then the PO is 7242-4934.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not. Some people want me to give the store number attached to the PO. And
yeah, and I did. I needed it,
oh,
and it was
cool.
In the front.
Good.
Yeah, it's just, I guess my neighbor, they're riding it. What is it?
Sure.
Four-wheeler making noise. I couldn't hear you. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. All right. And could you verify the name and address for me, please?
Shervin Rahimi, 11072 East Acacia Drive, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85255.
All right. Thank you. And we need to get this rescheduled back to the 12th.
Please. Yeah, per the customer, yeah. We thought we were doing them a favor by getting it 3 days earlier, but that's one day that does not work for him, so... I'm glad I called him, you know, didn't wait to where I couldn't change it back to the 12th. Would have been in trouble then.
Okay. All right, so we're back on the 12th, and let's see, here we go. Okay. Okay, and may I have your name, please?
Tom.
Tom. All right, Mr. Tom, we have the customer back on March the 12th of 2021.
Okay. Great. And Marvin mentioned that he had to email the tech office when he changed it. Does that have to be done when you change it back? I was just curious if that needed to be done. Or if whatever you did is just all we need to do.
Well, he sent the email because there was it a request? It says after 6 p.m. time frame. Like they wanted it like later. That yeah, so he did send that over to them. So they'll see the request here.
Okay, so we're good.
Yes, and let's see. My notes are there.
Okay, great. Thank you for fixing that. I'm glad I had the opportunity to not have to push it out farther, which would have been a waste of everybody's time. So, okay. And you're Tonya?
Sonia.
Sonia. Well, sorry
yes,
about
sir.
That.
That's okay.
Sonia. Thank you, Sonia. I'll put
your
name.
You're welcome, Tom.
I spoke with you and Marvin and you, and thank you so much for fixing that and have a wonderful evening.
You as well, sir. And thanks for calling XPO and have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.